Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
What comes against us in this world are so many that we should not lose guard at any time, but always building our faith, for the day trouble will strike, you know. When your faith is not strong as a child of God, the day of trouble will reveal. Because the word of God says, when you fail in the day of adversity, then your strength was small. You see, trouble doesn't come always. But the day it will strike, we will see whether you are of faith or you are weak. So I look at believers who take the things of God that builds their faith anyhow. And I look at them and say, okay, that day will come. When that day comes, you realize that the only thing that overcomes the world is this faith you have been joking with all this while. So I encourage you to be dedicated in building your faith. And I told you the other time, the word of God is the seed of this faith that overcometh the world. So anytime you sit down for the word to be ministered to you, you are receiving the seeds of this faith that overcometh the world. Don't forget, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So still looking at faith, but today I'm looking at the conquering power of faith. You know, I spoke to you last week and on Sunday about the translating power of faith. How by faith you can be translated from one region or one territory to another. Okay? And let me make this emphasis before we go on. You see, faith always has certain actions. So when you say you believe in Jesus, there are things you do that makes us know you believe in Jesus. Faith is not mental assent. When I say mental assent, that means it's like something that you have accepted in your mind and it stays there without works. No. If you claim you truly believe, there must be actions that shows you believe. I hope you are getting the point. There are things you cannot do as a child of God. And there are things you must do as a child of God. Maybe Sunday we'll look at some of the things that you shouldn't do and some of the things you should do. And, you know, because that's not really what we're assuming in, but one thing that really demonstrates your faith in Christ Jesus is how you rely on His word and how you pray. See, those acts make us know you really have faith in Him. There are actions. For example, holiness. He says, without which no man can see God or will see God. Are you getting the point? So holiness, living a consecrated life, is a proof that you have faith. So faith, don't just look at it like some kind of, I told you, it's not just confidence as the psychologist will preach. All right? Do psychologists even preach like the psychologists will teach? Praise God. Anyway, to preach is to proclaim, so they do. So your faith must be with works. Huh? Listen, show me your faith, and I'll show you my faith with works. Your faith without works is dead. James chapter 2. Look at that scripture. Because of time, I will not read everything, but James 2:26. Let's just read that, just that verse. It says, for as the body without the Spirit is dead. Faith. So faith without works is what? Dead also. When you come up to read the preceding verses, the writer brings to our minds the fact that all the people we claim had faith, they had works, corresponding works. That showed that they had faith. So where are your works? Are you getting the point? So I pray that you would not just be having a mental accent, oh, I have faith. When we look at, okay, where are the works that shows that you have this faith? There are no works to show. There must be works to show. Praise God. And as time goes on, I pray that the Lord would bring to our hearts. So, Hebrews 11, the conquering power of faith. If you've lived small, you realize that you will meet things that must be conquered at every junction of life. The fact is that if you meet things you must conquer and you do not conquer them by faith, they may conquer you. So dominion, earthly dominance, has in its curriculum things you must conquer. Are you getting the point? And if you fail to conquer them, that means they will hinder your dominion. So you must. But I want us to read from verse 36 to make a point before we come to verse 32. These messages I've been preaching to you, listen to them again and again and again and again. You see, I said, I'm telling you, the day something will strike that you need faith, that is when you say, have I been building my faith or have I been building nonsense? Do you know building nonsense? TikTok from morning till evening, no word of God. The day something strike you, you know I told you. You know, me, I'm a Christian before I'm a pastor. I'm always consciously building my faith. Because this is, I thought you continue for me. That, so to be very frank, me, my life, when you check, you won't find any stupid thing inside there. Because a person of faith must be careful because many things want you. Many things want to put your back on the floor. So you see, a person of faith is not a careless person, but a careful person. I hope you get me. It doesn't matter my pastoral anointing. I don't stand in the dark with women. Carelessness in any area of life is a sign that you are not wise. And a person of faith is a wise person. Any woman I have a dealing with, my wife must know. If a woman is not comfortable with my wife, I'm not comfortable with her. This devil we are dealing with, he's a wicked, maybe you've not met the devil. A very wicked devil who is always looking for a crack to enter. This devil, if the devil gets you, you will know he doesn't like you. You don't play games with this devil we have to deal with. Jesus didn't play with him, he wanted to play with him. And this is the victory. The prince of this world cometh, but he has nothing in me. So the devil is always looking, what do I have in this guy that I can put him on the floor? He is always checking if he, Jesus says, the prince of this world comes, he has nothing in me. So the question is, if he has something with you, he'll bring you down. This devil, tell somebody, this devil, hey. Kaise. Kaise. Long time ago, and his agenda has not changed. Steal, kill, destroy. He has no new strategy. Steal, kill. Look at where the process starts. Steal. So if he can't steal you, he can't kill you, he can't destroy you. So you must always guard your heart so that he doesn't have a chance to That's why I always tell people, your secret life is your power life. What do you do in secret? If it's exposed, will you be okay? Listen to this. I want you to see. 35. Don't look first at the first part. Look at here. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. I want you to keep that in your mind. They were tortured. They were people of faith, but they were tortured. Listen, oh. Not accepting. That means you cannot torture and suppress a person of faith and succeed. The only time where you will overpower that person is when the person accepts or does not accept what? Oh, I think it's simple scripture mathematics. You should be able to. When the person does not accept deliverance, that means faith has a power to conquer anything that comes against it. What faith are we talking about? Faith in Christ, faith in his words, and acting on his word, not just mental accent. You say, I have faith. That's why so many Christians at a point, they say, Jidia de enyejuma. Because they, what they had was just, or they don't even know what they have. Huh? They don't even know. Meet here one tape, maybe 50 times. What am I want that assurance. When you catch it, you know you've got it. And others, what they were what? They were tortured. So, do you believe in Jesus? Yes. Renounce Jesus. I won't. They will use scorpions. They will use whatever. And they did not accept deliverance. Why? Because they wanted to die. In hope of a better resurrection. So when you read from the 36, it continues what some suffered and refused to accept deliverance. The reason why I'm bringing this to your mind is that they chose not to accept deliverance. Not that their God was weak or their faith couldn't bring them deliverance. Or they couldn't conquer what came after them. They chose not to what? Accept deliverance. The next verse. Look at what happened to some. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Are you following the thing? Yea, moreover, of bonds and what? Imprisonment. Remember, they chose not to accept deliverance. The next verse. They were stoned. Some were stoned. They were sawn asunder. Saw. A pile of men. Were tempted. Were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins. Being destitute, afflicted, tormented. Of whom the world was not what? Worthy. They had gotten to the point where the world didn't deserve their presence anymore. Listen, oh. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. These were people that suffered because of their faith. The next verse. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not. They received not the promise. But don't forget verse 35. They decided not to accept deliverance. So it was their choice. Not that faith doesn't have a conquering power. But before these ones, he speaks of some. Go to 32. I hope you are getting me. So, let's say somebody has been arrested because of his faith. The person has two choices. The person can activate his faith that will conquer what has come against him, or will decide not to accept deliverance. It's a personal choice. So a monk who takes the vow of poverty is a choice to be poor. Not that faith people must be poor. So now look at from 32. Take note of something. I pray you see it. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon. This is where now you have the assignment to go and read. What did Gideon overcome? This is how your faith is built. Not when you have come to church and we have just preached for how many minutes do I preach? And when you go, your Bible is closed, you don't listen to the message again. So you go home and you start looking. Gideon, what were the things Gideon conquered? Time will fail me to tell you of Gideon. So if time would fail the writer to tell you of Gideon, you too, you won't go and find out. You too, Simon, time has failed you to go and read about Gideon. Look at somebody and say, hey, has time failed you? And of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, and of David also. So for example, if you pick Jephthah, what does the Bible speak concerning the faith of Jephthah? What did he conquer? And how did he conquer? That is where you know the power of vows. When Jephthah vowed to God. So what was his faith? What was the corresponding action of his faith? He vowed and God gave him victory over his enemies. So now, with Jephthah, you will learn how faith is activated by vows. And Samuel, and of the prophet. Now, take note of something. Oh, I love the word of God. Take note of something. The next verse. Who through faith, they subdued kingdoms. When you call me anywhere, I subdue in my room before I get there. Before I come. So if you eat two balls of kinky, faith is not stirred by eating. So you want to go and subdue. You stop eating and subdue that force before you go before the force. Can I say something? I'm not bragging. A faith man can never lose a case. If he knows this, because faith has a conquering power. The day you have a case you have to conquer, you remember this message. That is when you get inside. Whether you are guilty or not guilty. Allah dabaki so tatafatis. Medoko fanto fali akatosh. Akavidia valagas. Father, I'm guilty. What should I do now? Now I'm guilty. Lord, have mercy on me. Aladus akapes. Let this thing turn to my favor. Say, no, no, no. How can you? Rahab is a prostitute. Who is guilty than a prostitute? Then the spies come. She takes steps. What are the steps? Associate with God's people. That's faith. It's okay. Now we are going. We promise you, when we come to destroy, we will not be destroyed. Hang this red thing at your window. Everybody dies. Prostitute that didn't die. And the Bible mentions, listen, in the whole book of Hebrews 11, the whole book of Hebrews 11, which we call the hall of fame of the people of faith, Rahab the prostitute is there. Aaron the priest is not there. No through faith, they did what to kingdoms? I think you are not ready for this conquering message. They did what? To subdue means to struggle against. So you see, there are things that will come. I think we should share the grace. That you need to struggle with them to overcome them. It says through faith. Of faith. God, I know you are with me. This thing should not destroy me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. 5-day fast. Dry fasting. You know, you don't like the fasting part. And you don't like the thing you must do to show indeed you have faith. You see, that is where we miss it. You say, no, but if you have faith, it should work automatically. Listen to me. Yeah. Faith is expensive. Very expensive. If you see any faith producing results, there is sacrifice attached to it. I think we want the free faith thing. Isn't it? Subdue kingdoms. We have a lot to talk about that. They rot. Let's share the grace. Let's share the grace. I think you want to go and eat palm nut soup and you didn't finish your food before coming to church. The rot obtained. They did what to the mouth of lions? They stopped the mouth of lions. Ooh, what lion want to eat you? You can stop its mouth by faith. Faith in who? Jehovah is the biggest. You are not getting it. Alabadadabakash. We'll come back to read this 33 again. Go. 34. Quench the violence of fire. Who stopped the mouth of lions? Daniel, right? He said, yes, but Daniel stopped the mouth of lions. That means, me too, through faith, I can stop the mouth of lions. Yes. What was Daniel's lifestyle? He was praying. Do you pray? Daniel will fast. Do you fast? Daniel promised and vowed that he will not defile himself. What about you? True faith, that faith had actions. That is what you should find out. Not, hey, me too, I will stop them out. There was a guy in Nigeria who said he was also called Daniel. And the way Daniel, the lions couldn't kill Daniel, he went to the zoo. Yeah, oh, you've not read it? Yes. He went to the zoo. That he's also going in the lion's den. And he's Daniel. And he was a prophet. Holding his stick. Said, no lion can eat me. So he went in. At first, the lions were a bit shocked. Said, this guy, what are you doing here? Like, what do you want in our den? By the time he could say Jack, they have finished him. Yeah. Real story. You can find it. The Nigerian man who entered the lions, then you can find it. you are Daniel. Are you sure you are Daniel? Me, I'm a pastor. You know, pastors, when a pastor really wants to do well, we chase after anointing. You want to be like this one. You know, you quote Elisha, wanted double portion of Elijah. So yes, you can catch something by followership. Then I ask myself a question. Is the person's destiny and your destiny the same? The pain they went through, can you go through? Sometimes there's a man of God, the anointing he's carrying, it doesn't accept wife. Are you ready to go through 3 divorces? You want that anointing? People are very naive. They just want anything. Do you know what it takes to carry that thing? Some people, because of that anointing, they are impotent. Can you survive impotency? No erection. No. What do you think? When we say somebody is an eunuch and cannot, he doesn't have feelings. What do you think came on him? I think somebody doesn't like the message I'm preaching. You see patterns. There are some anointings, very powerful anointings. Your firstborn will die. You say, guys. No, what I'm saying is that sometimes people don't know what they want. And they just chase out. I want that. I say, hey, crunchy. Probably the person standing there that you see like that, the covenant he has with God is that he doesn't eat, but eats just once a week. Can you? People don't understand these things. Sometimes I look at people and say, hey, brah. Is it because they just want fans? They just want fans. Now, when you get to Jesus, you realize that you were not even called to do all those things at all. You just want people's fans and claps. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So they quench the violence of fire. Okay, who quenched the violence of fire? Who in the Bible do you know fire couldn't consume? Thank you. Through faith, they quench the violence of fire. What lifestyle were they living? They won't bow to other things that others bow to. You, small worldliness. Small friends that you should even throw away. Yeah, through faith, they quench the violence of fire. Me, no fire can burn me. Fire will burn you. It will be because you really don't understand what we are talking about here. You don't understand the corresponding actions to that faith that quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made. So you see, so it doesn't matter what. If you are ready to pay the price of the corresponding actions, you can have this result because there's the conquering power of faith. If your faith was not able to conquer it, ask yourself, do I have the corresponding actions? Or I'm still holding on to some things? I think you don't like my message tonight. What's valiant in fight? Turn to flight the armies of the aliens. The next verse. They are 10, eh? I wish I had time to take it one after the other. But I'll do that. We still have Sunday, huh? Women received their dead raised to life again. These are all the things that people conquered with their faith. Huh? No, there are things that I have personally gone through. They should have crushed a normal human being. One time, my car, the tire, all the knots had a tutu, and I was driving them. I've driven for like a week. So I was hearing some ka-ka-ka sound. I said, what is this? So I'm going to check. So I went to the guy. Hey, he said, brah. I saw kwa sorry ko ba for ko denya mi ase. E. Say, where the affair? That's what the guy said. Say, where the affair? Hey! This, and you have been driving the thing. Then I told him, me man kasa me life na ya for ye da for buchi anu so da me man kasa na me dia for ye de da so na eshi. Listen, it will be very. Debi ame kache nko for say me mbwe jamai he ubwe jamai an unu da ho. Ode he se unimpaye bodudo me mbwe jamai. Ode empaye no unti mi mona papa. Missy Menyerebe, Memoy Jamai. Would the empire won't send to me money heavy and money will be had yet? Odobe Quabasa. Now, there, why are you say free ranger? asemato. Faith has a conquering power. Faith is a conquering power. There is nothing that comes against the child of God that if he is walking truly in faith, he cannot conquer. But listen to me. I said your faith should not be some mental accent. You know the word of God. Your life depends on the word of God. You confess the word of God. And any corresponding action that must accompany that faith is there. It will be very difficult for anything to conquer you and conquer you successfully. Am I communicating or? Man of God, he said, look at something. Holiness, without which no man can see God. And to the moment there's holiness, you will see God in the situation. You are a young man. Tell yourself, I will not engage in sexual sin. Do you like that part? When I bring that part, do you like it? A lot of believers, they are praying but shagging. After prayer, so you wonder why the faith is not working. You wonder why the faith is not working. Oh, so I went for that interview. They didn't give it to me. I was. They didn't go. Check what you are watching. Check what you are seeing. Check. I tell you, if you don't walk by faith like this, even shouting the name of Jesus won't work. Because the name of Jesus, it takes faith for it to work. I think my message is not very nice tonight, is it? Is it very powerful? The word of God says, the one with clean hands shall work stronger and stronger. The one with clean hands. You ask yourself, in this matter, are my hands clean? Faith is not, I come to church. Faith is very practical. And it's a conquering power. Let's say there's an incident, there's an issue. And your faith must conquer in that particular issue. Don't think that because you say you are a Christian, that thing must answer to you. And you can conquer it. That is why he tells us, he says, examine yourself to see whether you be in the faith. Examine. There must be a self-examination to see whether you are in the faith. This faith that conquers, examine yourself to see. Examine yourself to see whether you be in the faith. Man of God, you are married. I'm married. Right? He says, if we want our prayer to be heard, we should be careful how we treat our wives. Can you just imagine? So how you treat your wife is an act of faith. So you cannot be maltreating your wife and expect answer from God. Emma. So a married man, for his faith to work, how he treats his wife is a corresponding action. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Look at something. When I'm talking to my wife, I have this scripture at the back of my mind. How I treat my wife. I have this scripture. So my faith is dependent on this particular scripture. That the way I relate with my wife affects everything I do with God as a married man. Can you have this scripture at the back of your mind and talk to your wife anyhow? You will think again. You will use please. Let me catch you. Ube use please. Ube pay sweet words bin wasem. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell well with them according to. Ah? I think you don't like my message. May point one on. According to. Giving. Hey, you should give honor unto the wife. That. How do you see a man whose prayers will be ended? Check the way he treats his wife. You see that his prayer doesn't go. So a day will come, you will see that your faith must produce results, and it's not producing results. Why? Check the way you are treating the woman you are living with. Does it make sense? It makes sense. So, beloved in Christ, this faith you carry is a conquering power. Don't make it look weak, and don't let it be weak because of your actions and your inactions. Does it make sense? Yeah. Because some through faith stop the mouth of lions. Some through faith. But if you want your faith to stop the mouth of lions, go and dig deep into those whose faith stopped the mouth of lions and check. What kind of lifestyle did they have? Are you getting the point? When you are a child of God, in Christ, remember, Christ Jesus has overcome the world. So you already possess the faith that has the conquering power to overcome the world. What is left for you is to align with the word and have the corresponding actions that matches that faith that we have gotten from him. So I pray that all of us will examine our faith from time to time. Examine. Do you know examine? Examination. To see whether you be in the faith. To see whether you be in the faith. The day something comes up and you have to conquer, may your faith be active. Amen. Have you so spent time to even meditate on the name of Jesus that when you call it, you know something will happen? But you have meditated on certain things. That if we are not careful and we even go and do blood tests, we'll find that because of how you have so thought about those things, they have even made imprints in your blood. By faith, you can conquer Sujedio. By faith, you can conquer. But you see, are you walking in line with the word? Ask somebody for me, what do you want to conquer? The person may not be able to tell you. I want us to read the 33 again, 34. Who through faith subdued kingdoms? Do you remember Achan? They had to subdue a kingdom. But because of anybody, they couldn't subdue the kingdom until they had taken out that accursed thing. Then they were able to subdue the kingdom. So don't be playing James Bond with God. It's like, you know, seven with God. It's like when we check here, something is hiding there. When we check, look, you will be thinking your faith cannot conquer things. It can, oh. But the wagadrin dosun do. Sorry, any now, be look. No, I look at Christians and I'm like, hey, do you really know the faith we have come to accept? Because when you look at some of them, say, and amazingly, issues that we need to conquer by faith, the faith is not working because we don't really know that all those things drain us. And we cannot produce results with our faith. come on, tell somebody about Jesus. Many Christians can do. Because on our measure, on one, if he's saved. Oh, Jesus, have mercy on us. In your life, remember, this faith you possess, it can subdue kingdoms. How come the marine world got you? How did they get you? Which door, which crack did they enter? Because you like pornography, you are still watching some. You have been watching some every night, small. Why wouldn't the marine world crash everything? You are not minding me. They subdued kingdoms. If you know how many demons you have to deal with every day, you will take your faith life serious. I look at believers. I'm like, hey, do you know? Sometimes we are not even aware the devil we are dealing with. Let me end with this. Bonsamna. Oye ye tam for no. Ni trimwe ting. Onyawa. On spell. Yesu sum fawun senin sem. Wa na do hombeko. Yesu. Dia yene diano. On fan shebun samun sem. Yen yan ye dia huye debe. Eko. Timisra oo. If your faith will produce results, then live well. Live right. Live pure. Live holy. Fear God. Because this faith is a conquering power. If you call me to any place and I come and sit there, the beam of light alone from my eyes. You say, how do you know? How do I know? I know. If you like, call me to a case. You will know I will come there with a conquering power. Because me bahono. Eh? Me bahono. Mama, what's it say?
This is where they draw all them.
Me bahono. E fin ni mo. E fin in kikawe ni mo. Me show ba mi yinu o. Man of God. Masa kain Bible na mama nina soja. And I'm a tear message in Anama Boma, Gabala Bam Bam Bam, Gabala Bam 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 Gasa. Timmy Babet Sanawa. O Cambro Fool, but baby, I'm a nomino. As a media grown. Some part of it, what all I'm trying to tell you is that this faith we carry is a conquering power. Else I would have been dead long time. The people that have tried things on me, I would have been dead long time. They should celebrate you and clap for you because they know that your faith is a conquering power. They try you in any direction and it doesn't work. You literally exude power. Am I communicating or have I helped you tonight? Or I've not helped you at all? Please be careful. TikTok is a blessing, but it can be a curse. There are many things you watch, plenty things. You are listening. Some of you, your rooms are filled with demons. Do you know how? Through TikTok. Demons. But the things you watch there, the things you avail yourself to, and the things that are coming through there, it has become a portal. Coming through there. Some of you cannot even sleep without watching until they come through the dream state. Tun say, Christ, why you weak? Why you weak? Hey. Be on your feet, let's close. Look at somebody and tell the person, this our faith is a conquering power. abade bakatabas ulanda bakas itahas shows kavihadahaya legrates tekifatas olana diakates. Young man, you want your faith to produce results, live pure. Young man, young man, tells her, if a young man is standing by, hold the person, say, young man, you want your faith to produce results, live pure. Tell the young ladies, young lady, if you want your faith to produce results, live pure. Alagabadakas. Put your hand on your belly. Legrate sekisa. Uda davakash. Ikadian dedekas. Etelia katis. Akevedahas. Udavadia vatis kevetesis. Akiva haya. Londa vikasaki. Akosh ekedehes. Lodra itas ikavahaya ante. Dodolaniates kivase katelia kika. Dodovisa vika vaya kaya. You want to pray. Precious Holy Spirit, anything that hinders me from sharpening my faith and standing strong in faith, let that thing be consumed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Evil addictions, things that make me weak, let those things be consumed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus, legadas atidaha. Udadabaha, hold your belly like that. Uratana kiatus ekediava. Shunte deviko fa televi alada. Olada davadia kasita die. Unten tentalas. Eledeken timbika pretis. Utanani antigi antosh ekeva. Ulada davada kis atidi avashi. Taladia davika ato kevahai. Hey, fa televiti. I akondi bi akesh ekederish ate ledededededededede atati atotosh atiliti tatio talati amakotesh alananana katosh atush etelelelebetete tikesh taish eruatidi kampaya elededebe antoki beta elededededebe katuti tapate anokesese hesh katidi hai hesh batide kamash. Ulada dia makesh ekede ledede mi adia dia dia koton atini dia atini ni andokos dalala dia tede de ketish etenenene keteses yekataha staring us the fear of God arade de de bekatu katisa eshe she she shade de she mande be she kidashe alade de menemantesh ashe Katish ekadia elania kish ekania tishi seish ketele dia tia katose eladene me katia katasa elenene menene. We stir the spirit of true faith. We stir the spirit of true faith. We stir the spirit of true faith. This faith, alekoshapa adidi bakapa, that is a conquering faith. Atini manto bakamba. Oi, este fetua. Hey, hakino ala hai. Hey, makoko tika tapa dai. Hey, madalala manabaka. Hey, bekoti da 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 tos. Hey, bakada ina. Hey, hakadi ade. Hey, hato hakava. Alia tide akasha tedenema. Oh, landebe. Whatever will come against us, our faith shall rise and conquer it. For we bear the conquering faith. We carry the conquering faith. Is it a minute in Yantum, Tim? Ladaki Abash, Ekalamananda Misho, Atikada, Tia, Lesh, Akandilma Ata, Lagadabasaka Dabahaya. Whatever has come against us in any way, Lagadeka, Tedia Kash, Ekadia, Dia, Lentum, Tim, Tita, Tai, Kastuta, Galadio Testa, Ofana Dambiaki and the Behaya, Alekadabinima Kasha. Come on, speak in the language of the Spirit. Stir up this conquering faith that is in your spirit. Arakini bakata tatatatatatos tatatatosata talatateka atikatala katukata arakata dedaka tuiskata helenda ketekitoka akutala katakai akadakadalikato hishtida dahayahata mokalati akata
Mokalaki yakata. Lekanada kati kataya. Om stetevidi yatadia. Ole frido kiene biadu ke matiano biade. Om pespen timbe. Palatini minimantope. Ole niya kateshkita. Uyana na manakadani minimato. Lata biate shitai. Itana na 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 na. Bantana na 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 na. Ulada badani bekatishe. Topalati minianda kepai. Plati gidi ba ati she kanada. Pa 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 pa. Ya ta ta pa. Kanapa da ti bide da ba pa. Hey pa ti ka. Plati di bide ba pa ta. Anakatatash. Ikatatatash. 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 Akadada da kosha te. Alame di di bekantos. Tala tatus. Atini vidiatis. Kada kadava di di mondo voce. A pina pie, hoi panaka, hey pie pa, topa di pie, pa de pa de pa, yapa de pa de pa, lenda baka pa, skatana de bada pa, pa de bede de pa, yaka pa de bede de pa, a la pa de bede de bede pa, a yapa de bede de bede pa, yapa de bede de bede pa, ika takash.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray one last prayer. Hebrews 11. Verse 7. I want you to see something. It's prayer. You know, one of the signs that shows that you have faith is you are able to pick the warnings of God. Whether they come through preaching, whether they come through counsel, whether they come through instruction, you are able to pick the warnings of God so that you can escape what is about to happen. One thing I've realized, Christians are not good at is paying attention to instruction. Warnings. Sometimes they come in dreams. We ignore them. Your wife will have a dream and tell you. Somebody close to you will have a dream and say, I had a dream this and this and this. We don't even take it serious. Because we don't know how to respond to warnings. Sometimes you want to do something. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Warnings come. You ignore. Then you realize a bigger problem is waiting for you ahead. A person of faith responds to the, listen to this, by faith, Noah, being warned of things not yet seen, seen as yet, moved with fear. You know, my mother-in-law had a dream. When he had a dream, my children were coming from school and they were in a pragya and they fell. I said, okay, I won't let pragya pick them again. What was that? Response to warning. That, oh, nothing will happen. I cancel. I chum with Yesu Dim. What the warning about chum with Yesu Dim? Only say Yesu Dim or the one in the Bible. That day I was told the dream. They said, hey, no Pragya, I'm going to pick them. Pragya, stop. Pragya, cancel. The next day, no Pragya, I'm going to pick them. The next day, I can't go. I call. I said, Elder, please go and pick the children and take them home for me. No pragya. Because a warning has come. This is how believers are so naive that sometimes we fall into traps that have been set for us. Men ko si debi e oseme ko. A warning has come. I know a pastor. He's even a prophet. When he wanted to marry the wife, the father of the wife said, no, I won't allow you. Ah, you know what the prophet will do? What will he do? Tell me. Mada Katosh. Linda da 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 da. This man doesn't like my progress. Father, any enemy. The father fought it and fought it and fought it. They said, no, we will marry. They married. The wedding day, the father of the lady cried. 1 year, the lady was going to give birth. She died. The funeral, the father didn't cry. Where was the akatatapakatato? Where was it? Now the prophet was silent. The lady died and left the baby. The dad didn't cry. And you ask yourself, why was the dad crying? The mother said, no, don't marry this guy. Oh, hey. I went to the guy myself. I said, the way this my mother is behaving, please stop. Say, oh, no, no, by faith. My God, but he doesn't know that faith also brings warnings. Man of God. Me, if I'm warned, the next morning, I'm on my way. They fought. Man of God. The marriage, the mother didn't go. Still, man, the one, you know, they continued. So, of a four, honey, less than 6 months, husband was sleeping in the bedroom, wife was sleeping in the hall. By 8 months' time, the lady was out of the house. In about 10 months, the guy was coming to Kumasi for a funeral. He died in an accident. Funeral, the wife didn't go. A year later, the lady marries again. The mother is there. They now have 3 children. By faith, Noah, being warned of God, of things not seen as yet. Sometimes the thing we've not even seen, but there's a witness. Am I? You want to pray? Father, any warning I need to save me from impending danger, send it. And may my faith be alert to receive the warning. Am I? Huh? Look at something. Moved with fear, prepared an act to the saving of his house. You see? If there's an impending danger, he will send a warning. And it takes faith to receive the warning. Because sometimes we are too new. You want to pray? Last prayer for tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, by your mercy, any impending danger that is planned for my life, send me the warning. And when the warning comes, may my faith be alive to receive that warning. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Ranema kutai katiliate shaneka idamadua dina baya katos tai fatuli fatas onanana manua keten shikai. May we not fall into problems. May we not fall into catastrophes. May we not fall into, oh Lord, damaging situations. Send us warnings. And when the warnings are coming, may our faith be alive to receive the warnings. Aliga dabaha, that we be moved with fear, will prepare and to move and do things that will save us from impending dangers. In the name of Jesus. Alada dabada katosh. Inanana nyotai. Get delemis. Pushana piliatis. Talava kutu nubatas. Hey. Ba dibikasha. Mekadabaha. May we not enter into wrong relationships, wrong partnerships, wrong things. Let warnings of impending danger come, and as the warnings come, may our, oh Lord, faith be alert, be alive to receive the warnings and not fall prey, and not fall prey, and not fall prey. Inananda de kashes, meshota de kapa. Rodani me
antoshes.
Come on, pray. When the warnings are sent, may you not be too known. May your faith be alert to pick the warnings. Alididididididish. Tadi ati akende bas ya tedidi atas. Lana namana namasas. Jesus. Motaketash. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Wuni mi yankupon. Can you lift up your two hands? Wone me yan coupon, yeah. Wone me quantrefu, eh, tutu manam on mami, yeah. Tutu manam on mami, yeah. Tutu manam on mami, here a day. Tutu manam on mami, yeah. Tutu mana mommy, tutu mana mommy, yeah. Tutu mana mommy, here I de. Tutu mana, woni mi nyankopo, woni mi nyankopo, eh. Woni mi kwan trefo, ah. Woni mi nyankopo, yeah. Wone me kwan trefo yeswe. Tutu mana mommy, yeah. Tutu mana mommy, ah. Tutu mana mommy, here I day. Tutu mana mommy, tutu mana mommy, tutu mana mommy, yeah. Ah. Tutu mana mommy, here I day. Tutu mana mommy, tutu mana mommy, eh. Tutu mana mommy, ah. Tutu mana mommy, here I day. Tutu mana mommy. Whatever situation you are facing, or you are faced with, as you go back home, remember the faith you carry is a conquering faith. Go and face that thing with the scriptures in prayer and see the Lord come through for you. May you be filled with that strength to stay until you see results. Your faith is a conquering faith. Go and stir the conquering power of faith. And as you face anything that has come against you, I see you conquering it. He says, we are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. Our faith is a conquering faith. Go and use your faith. You are blessed. May the Lord help you. May He help you. May He help you. May He help you. May you be greatly and marvelously helped of the Lord. And when warnings come, may your faith be so alert to pick them. To pick them. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addit, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum, opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.